The Milwaukee Bucks unveiled the name of their new development team recently. They'll be known as the Wisconsin Herd. Oshkosh was chosen from among a handful of cities to be home to the new team, and the city is already in the process of building a new arena to host their games.
Here now to fill us in on what this means for the city is Nate Beck. He's business reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern. Nate, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
What exactly is this NBA D-League team?
So basically, it's kind of a minor league offshoot of the Milwaukee Bucks. Differs a little bit from the MLB system in that Oshkosh's team is the sole minor league club of the Bucks. There's no kind of tiered system like you have in baseball, AAA, AA, and single-A ball. So you'll see, I guess, players who are injured coming in, new recruits, folks like that will be playing games here in Oshkosh.
And I understand it's now being rebranded and renamed the G League or the Gatorade League. Is that right?
Right. Correct. That went into effect in June. It's kind of a, yeah. So the official title is the G League.
When will the Herd start playing games in Oshkosh? That's what we want to know.
Well, they're shooting for this fall, so I guess the start of the NBA season in 2017. They're, I guess, working quickly to complete the new arena on Oshkosh's south side, and they're aiming to be ready this season. So,
can they build an arena that fast?
They've done quite a bit here to try to move the process along. The arena kind of replaces this factory on the city south side called the Buckstaff Factory, which had, you know, a century-old property, was tied up in a lawsuit, and they've done quite a bit to, you know, facilitate knocking that down. The city has, you know, supported that development through tax incentives and whatnot. And now, if you drive down South Main Street, you can see the frame of that going up. So.
And where do these players come from who will be playing on the Herd?
I guess they come from the draft. I guess sort of instead of going to the Bucks, I mean they'll sort of use the minor league team kind of as a vehicle for that.
Do they get paid? I would assume. What might they get paid? Salaries.
I don't know offhand how much they're getting paid, but yeah, they'll be compensated like a minor league player would.
So where did the Bucks go before the Herd? Where did they go for recruiting before this team?
They partnered with another D-League outfit, and that's sort of what the league had done. Before this, the NBA kind of decided to, you know, have each NBA team launch their own minor league affiliate. So the Bucks' decision to create the Herd is sort of falls within that context.
Is this a direct pipeline to the Bucks, or isn't it?
Correct.
Oh, it is. So all the players may end up on the Bucks, or just some, or.
Well, I mean, I think that's their call. It's, you know, just like the Timber Rattlers in Appleton feed into the Brewers organization, the Herd in Oshkosh feeds into the Bucks.
And I understand you can be 18 to play in the G League. Will the NBA go younger than that and recruit high school kids one day?
I'm not sure about that.
That remains to be seen.
Right.
We're talking right now with Nate Beck about the Wisconsin Herd and what this means for Oshkosh. Nate Beck is a business reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern, and the Milwaukee Bucks unveiled the name of their new development team recently, and it is the Wisconsin Herd. Nate, tell us a little bit about the NBA and how they use these teams. How many of them are around the country?
I think they're close to having, you know, every team sort of has its own
mm-hmm.
affiliate.
Yeah.
And sort of it's kind of based on that effort to launch their own sort of farm club. So it's kind of large, part of that larger effort to for every team to have a minor league club.
What was the process like for choosing Oshkosh to be home to the Herd?
It's a fairly competitive process. They word broke of this back last June, June 2016, and you had five cities that kind of were in the running, more or less, to host this team. Grand Chute, Sheboygan, La Crosse, and Racine. Over the course of that summer, the Bucks whittled down that list to Racine, Sheboygan, and Oshkosh. And each of these cities kind of submitted a pitch, basically, a plan, what the team would look like, where they would play, what kind of facility they would have. And the Bucks made a determination based on, the market, where to place it. But, it's a closed-door process. So we
don't really know why Oshkosh was chosen over other cities?
No, the main reason, and this kind of came out afterwards, I think, is it's its proximity to other places. The reason why the Bucks were looking to launch a minor league club in Wisconsin, because they could presumably take it anywhere, they could take it to Illinois or something, is that they wanted to expand the Bucks brand throughout the state, essentially. So they placed the team in Oshkosh because of its proximity to Green Bay and Appleton and Fond du Lac, thinking that it would be able to draw fans from the Fox Valley area and elsewhere, and kind of drum up some excitement about the team outside of the Madison and Milwaukee metro areas.
So this new arena is rising up. How is it changing the neighborhood from a business standpoint?
That was a great deal, big part of the excitement of having the team there. I mean, it's great for Oshkosh from a tourism perspective because they play in the winter. But it was also seen as a real development boom for the South Side, which has, struggled in recent years to deindustrialize and kind of pivot to another industry. So the announcement basically came and has spurred some developers here to invest in the South Side of Oshkosh. There's a new brewery going in down the block. Another team of developers have, opted to remodel another restaurant that had been vacant for 10 years and turn that into, a brew pub and restaurant and then office space. So I think city leaders chiefly are really optimistic that the new arena will anchor a lot of development down here. So.
And there was a bit of pushback for the name The Herd. What do we know about the choice of this name?
Well, I guess they feel like some people were a little disappointed that Oshkosh wasn't in the name, considering that they'd play in Oshkosh. But it kind of ties back to the team's effort to brand their minor league club as kind of a statewide organization, and they want people in Wapaka and Manitowoc to have some ownership of this team too. We had the Oshkosh Flyers, which is another basketball club play back here in the 80s, and Oshkosh isn't in the name, but they'll be playing here. So.
As we wrap up, how is the Oshkosh community accepting them? Are they embracing them? Is this something people are liking?
Well, I think there's been a great deal of excitement among community leaders, and then people in general are thrilled that this is happening as well. It's something that could help pivot the South Side to more of an entertainment district. It should be, a fun thing to do in the middle of winter, right? So I think people are looking forward to it.
Well, Nate, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you much.
Nate Beck is a business reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern, and we've been talking about the Wisconsin Herd, the new NBA Development League team that will be based in Oshkosh.
Coming up, we'll look at a new report about CEO compensation. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.